the night sky this March. Let's first have a look at the constellations that you can easily see. If you start observing soon after dusk, perhaps about 7 or 8 o'clock, then in the south, moving a bit towards the southwest, you'll see the wonderful constellation of Orion the Hunter. The three stars that make up his belt are wonderful pointers to some of the other constellations nearby. If you track down to the lower left, you'll see the very bright star Sirius, the brightest star in the constellation of Canis Major. If you track up to the right, you first come to the constellation of Taurus, and within that, a lovely cluster of stars called the Hyades. There's a bright red star there called Aldebaran. It looks as though it's part of the Hyades cluster. It's actually much brighter and only about half as far away. Moving up to the left of Orion, we come to Gemini, the twins, with two bright stars, Castor and Pollux. Over to the left of Gemini is Cancer. It's a very faint constellation, but at the moment there's something there that actually is quite bright. We'll talk about in a minute or two. As the evening moves on, Taurus and Orion set in the west, and towards the south you'll see the constellation of Leo the Lion. It's a constellation that actually looks rather like what it is if you imagine the lions in Trafalgar Square. Its brightest star at the bottom, what's called the sickle, the head and the front of the Leo of Leo, is called Regulus. And then further over still, but in fact relatively faint, is rising the constellation of Virgo. And the brightest star there is called Spica. That won't really be above the horizon until perhaps midnight. If you now look upwards in the region around what is called the zenith, you will probably see early on a bright yellowish star. It's called Capella. Moving further northwards, in fact almost overhead later in the night, is the wonderful constellation of Ursa Major, the Great Bear. The stars that stand out form what we call the plough. The Americans call it the Big Dipper, a ladle used by farmhouse wives giving out soup and bread to the farm workers at lunchtime. The two brightest of those stars, Merak and Dubhay, are called the pointers because they point towards Polaris, which is currently the pole star, and shows where the north celestial pole is in the sky. Later on, around midnight, the constellation of Bootes is moving up towards the zenith with the bright star Arcturus. But unless you've gone to bed pretty late, that'll be appearing up in the eastern sky. Now let's have a look and see where the planets are going to be this month. Let's first take Mars. At the end of February, it was very close to the Pleiades cluster in Taurus. It's moving westwards. And by March the 16th, halfway through, it'll actually lie between Aldebaran in the Hyades and Capella in Auriga towards the zenith. So you'll see a second red object not far from Aldebaran. Moving over through Gemini to Cancer lies Saturn, very close to the Beehive cluster, sometimes called Praesepe. So that's two planets that you can easily see in the evening. Saturn, the rings are still well open, and it's well worth getting a small telescope to have a look for yourself. It's a wonderful sight. If one stays up somewhat later, one can observe Jupiter. It's now in the constellation of Libra, beyond Virgo. At the beginning of the month, it rises at about midnight. But as the month moves on, it rises earlier. By the end of the month, you could see it from about 10:30 to 11 o'clock. I suspect at some point one will go to bed. But if you do wake up at around 6 o'clock in the morning and it's clear in the east, you cannot fail to see the planet Venus. At magnitude minus 4.5, it's the brightest object apart from the moon in the sky, and of course the sun in daytime. So it's well worth having a look. A small telescope will show the phases of Venus, very like the moon. It was Galileo's observations of those phases that proved that Venus went around the sun as in the Copernican system, and not in a circle between the Earth and the Sun, as in the Ptolemaic. Now, there are two relatively unusual events in the sky this month. On the night of the 14th to 15th of March, the moon will suffer a partial eclipse. No part of it will be totally eclipsed, which means it's actually in the Earth's umbra, the full shadow of the Earth, but it will in fact pass through what is called a penumbra and should look surprisingly and unusually dark somewhere around 1 o'clock in the morning. So that might be worth staying up for. And that's the night of the 14th to 15th of March. Now, in fact, lunar eclipses and solar eclipses tend to come 2 weeks apart, because that's how long it takes the moon to move round between the sun and ourselves to the opposite side. And 2 weeks later, on the 29th of March, in fact, there will be a total solar eclipse seen across North Africa, Egypt, Turkey, and beyond. But we will, in fact, in the UK, see a partial eclipse, although it's not a major one. At best, in the south of England, about 17.6% of the sun's surface will be covered. So unless, in fact, one specifically tries to observe it, you won't really know it's happened. Now, the first thing to say is you must never directly look at the sun with your eyes or any optical instrument. You could cause permanent blindness if you do so. There are only two safe ways to do it. The first thing is to project an image of the sun, perhaps with a pinhole at one end of a shoebox, projecting an image onto perhaps a white card stuck at the other end. That works very well. You can make the pinhole by taking a piece of foil and just pricking a pin into it and sticking that in front of a larger hole that you've made at one end of the box. So that's a good thing to do. You could use a small pair of binoculars, the little baby 8x20s. One half of those would actually make quite a good image. And you could hold them, in fact, just in front of a piece of card, but do not ever, ever look through them. And the only other safe way to observe an eclipse is to have special safety glasses, and they must have a CE mark. CE mark, that says that they've been fully tested and will be quite safe. So if you do try and look at the sun, do wear those glasses. Without, you could seriously and perhaps permanently damage your eyes. But nevertheless, it is a chance to see a partial eclipse, and they don't come, in fact, very often. The next one's actually going to be on the 1st of August 2008. It's a good month to observe the sky this March. I do hope you enjoy doing so.